Blind Cool Tech number 75, August 8, 05. Hey y'all, how is everybody? I'm Larry Skutkan, your host for this edition of Blind Cool Tech. We've got some user feedback today, a new mystery sound, and Roger Smith going through the iRiver menus in detail for us, the iRiver IFP 899. So let's go ahead and start with that. Take it away, Roger.
First thing you do is you hit the stop button to turn it on, the start stop button. You'll see the logo screen come up. The next thing you do is you push in on the joystick straight in, hold it in till your main menu comes up. Then you go down, you first start out at your general, then your display, then timer, then control, then mode, then sound. We're going to stop at the control, which is...
Well, let's go through all of them. Let's go through general and everything.
Okay.
Just to see what's in
there. We're going to go back up to general. I'm going to push in on the joystick to open that up. In general, you have resume, language, load default, format, fast forward, or FW. I guess that's firmware upgrade. And then back to resume.
Okay.
In the resume, you have either this off or on. I have no clue as to what that means.
Let's put that on off if it's not already.
Okay. It's off.
Okay.
It was on. Now we're going to go to language. Push straight.
Damn it. We don't need language.
Okay. Load default. We're not going to do that. Format. Want to see what's there?
Sure.
Okay, system format, are you sure?
No.
And we're going to say no, and it is on no. We're going to get out of that. FW upgrade, I don't think we need to go there unless you want to.
Let's try it.
Okay.
I think it might just tell us the version number.
Okay, firmware upgrade, are you sure? Yes, no. No is off.
Okay.
It's off. Now, if I push straight in, I wonder what would happen.
On the firmware upgrade?
On the joystick while it's in the no position.
I don't know.
All right, here we go. It just went back.
Okay.
All right, the next is your display. So I'm going to push in on the joystick. Backlight. LCD contrast. Visualization. Scroll speed, tag information, playtime information.
Okay.
Battery select. I wonder what that is. Anyway, we'll go back up to backlight. Pushing in on the joystick. We will get there eventually. There we go. Backlight. You have seconds or minutes, and you can change it. Right now, it's set for 3 seconds, and all that does is keep the light lit when you select something.
All right.
LCD contrast. You have visualization. That's your main heading. Underneath that, you have wave form, level meter, which is selected.
Okay.
Progress, free space, clock, and that's it.
Okay.
Now let me get back into the menu. Visualization. Oh, that was where we just were.
Yeah.
Scroll speed. You have vertical or horizontal. You have 1x, 2x, or 4x. Right now it's on vertical. I think that's good.
Okay.
Tag information. Tag information is on.
Okay.
You have an on and off selection.
Yeah.
Playtime information. Playtime info. Normal. Or remain.
Okay.
Normal selected.
Uh-huh.
battery select, rechargeable, or alkaline. Rechargeable is selected.
I'll be darned.
Should we put it on alkaline?
We probably should. I didn't realize.
It's on alkaline.
All right.
I guess that makes a difference. All right, now we're going to go down to timer.
Okay.
Sleep, power off.
And that should be off, I hope.
Let me push it and see what we got. Sleep power on, sleep power off, and then you have a beep. And it is on.
Ooh, I'm glad we checked that. So let's turn that off.
The beep off?
No, the sleep power.
Okay, sleep power is off. Okay. The beep is on.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay. Next we go to stop power off. And stop power off is after 1 minute.
Okay, I guess that's where it just shuts it off.
Maybe we should...
When you're stopped. That's cool.
Okay, that's okay?
Yeah.
Set time. Would you believe I can't get to it? Here we go. 2004-0101. 12:58 a.m. So we're going to go with 2005.
You're hitting the right arrow to do that?
Yes. Okay. And then we're going to go to 8. I'm just going to go up by hitting the right arrow to 8. I wonder if that's the day or the month, the second one.
I'd say the month.
Okay, and then we're going to go to the date, which is the 4th.
5th?
Yeah. Oh, lost a day. Now we're going to go down to the time. By hitting the down arrow. 12:58 and it's 11:58. So we're going to change the 12 to 11 by hitting the left arrow. And we're going to go down to the seconds, pardon the minutes. I'm going to leave it at, I don't know, 50.
That's cool. That's
58. Close. I think it's 55, really. Okay. 54. And then we're going to switch PM, going down by hitting the down arrow, to AM by hitting the right arrow.
Okay.
And we're going to get out of that. Alarm / record select. And it's off. You have the option of alarm on, tuner record.
Okay. Let's leave all that off.
Okay. Set alarm. Set alarm 12 a.m. all. That's it. You just have to set it.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to go down to tuner reservation. Tuner reservation 12 a.m. all. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, let's just get out of there.
Sleep power off.
Good.
Let me see what's in there.
Hadn't we been here already?
Yes, we have. Yeah. But we didn't open it up.
Oh, we didn't?
Uh-uh.
No. Thought we did. Go ahead.
Sleep power on or off and beep. Maybe we did open it up. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Now we're going to go down to control.
So we backed out to the main menu and we're going back down to control.
Yes, backed out by hitting the stop button.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to push in on the joystick. Fast skip. Scan speed, voice recording mode, voice auto detection, tuner recording mode, line-in recording mode, line-in recording volume, line-in auto sync, line-in / EXT mic. So it's line-in exterior mic. Back up to adjust playback speed.
Okay.
And we're going to go back to fast skip. Do we need to open that up?
Sure. Let's just see what's in there, just for the heck of it.
Okay. You have fast forward / reverse skip. And you can select off. 10 are directory. Right now it's directory.
Hmm. Okay, I'm not sure what that means quite, but that's all right.
Don't know on that either.
All right. Yep. So we're going back to...
Well, I got to get back down because it timed out. Now we're going down to scan speed. Okay, fast forward slash reverse scan speed. You have 1x, 2x, 4x, 6x.
I'd go for, I'm cool with going 6x in there.
Okay, right now it was set at 1x.
Okay.
We're going to go by pushing the right or left arrow to 6x.
All
right. And then we'll back out of that. Now we're going to go down to voice recording mode.
Okay.
Your voice recording mode, you have ASG. Have the selection of on or off, and then you have the ASC off at this point.
That's automatic gain control.
AGC. AGC. I'm sorry, okay. I couldn't see it. Okay, I gotta get back to the menu. Can't get back. Okay, try from the very beginning. Okay, pass scan speed, voice recording mode. I believe that's where we last were.
Uh-huh.
Voice recording mode was the ASC, pardon, AGC is off. You also have the choice of kilohertz and bits per second. Right now it's set at 44.1 kilohertz, 96 bits per second.
Good.
You change that with your up and down arrow.
Okay.
I'm going to put it back to where it was. 44, 96.
Okay.
And I'm going to back out of that.
All right.
Going from voice recording mode down to voice auto detection.
Okay.
That is set to off. Next is tuner recording mode.
Alright.
And you have mono or stereo.
Yes.
And you have 44.1 kilohertz, 96 bits per second.
And is it on stereo?
And it is on stereo.
Okay, cool.
Get out of that one. Line in recording mode.
Alright, here's the one we're interested in.
Your line in recording mode is set for stereo. At 44.1 kilohertz, 96 kilobytes per second.
Cool. Okay.
Line in recording volume.
And we've got that set to 60, right?
It's set at 60.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Alright. Line in auto sync.
We want that off.
It is set to off.
Okay.
Line in slash EXT mic.
And that's set to external mic, right?
Yes, it is set to external mic.
Okay.
Adjust playback speed.
Okay, we don't need to go in there.
Okay. Next is mode.
What's in mode?
Repeat mode, shuffle mode, intro mode. Study mode and name.
I don't want any of that.
Okay. And last is sound.
Okay.
Extreme EQ, Extreme 3D, DBE setting, 3D EQ setting, sound balance, EQ limit, EQ select, beep volume, fade in. Extreme back up to extreme EQ.
Okay, let's get out of that.
Okay, and that's it.
Okay, thank you very much, Roger. And now for our mystery sound. See if you can get this one. Let's hear it again. One more time. Okay, so if you know that one, give us a call at 206-984-9203 and leave a comment on our voice line. Okay, let's get right into the email. We're using another voice from Next Up this time. This is Kate instead of Paul.
Inbox out in the... Scott. Hi, Larry. Did I hear right on your fishing podcast that you are using window eyes? I couldn't believe the quality of the speech. I've been using JAWS for a year now and the speech doesn't sound bad, but the voice you were using sounded so much more natural. No virus found in this.
Okay, I am using window eyes, but you can use these voices with JAWS as well. They're from nextup.com. This is Kate you're hearing now, and the other day we were using Paul. All right, next email.
There may be some confusion on the hip around iTunes, accessibility, using it as a podcatching client, etc. Could you do a podcast on this? I have just downloaded iTunes 4.9, and I'm not certain if I can or should be using it. That is my suggestion. Bottom.
Okay, yeah, that's, we can do that. There actually was a pretty good coverage of it on the Desert Skies podcast a few weeks ago. Right now, I honestly can't recommend using, and I have not tried Brian Hargen's scripts yet, though, but it seems to me like iPodder or one of the other accessible podcatching applications is more the way to go on a PC, at least, especially with speech. But, yeah, we can definitely look into that more.
Hello, Larry. This is my last message, I promise. Could you do a show on practical applications for Bookport Spider? My homepage is more or less a portal where I have my RSS feeds listed in categories such as news, sports, etc. It is Yahoo based, as my ISP is www.rogers.yahoo.com. What I want to do is collect all of the links from my page from all the categories and be able to read the whole darn thing on the BP. I have not been entirely successful with this as of yet. I will keep working at it though. Bottom.
Absolutely, we can do that. And for those of you that don't know, Bookport Spider is an application that comes with Bookport that is meant to walk through a set of links on a web page and download the contents of each of those links and then send them to the Bookport all at once. But yeah, that's a great idea. We can definitely do that. Next email.
I was looking in the wrong show. I was looking under using iPodder rather than the digital recorders show. Honest. This really is my last message to you today. Bottom.
Okay. I'm glad you found what you're looking for there. I think Debbie's referring to the OPML files, too, and I did rearrange the page so that those are on the main page before you get to the shows, and also updated the blindpodcasters.opml to include ACB Radio and Jonathan Mosen's new podcast, and to update Shelley Brisbane's feed on there. Next email.
Hi, Larry. When recording your podcast on a voice recorder, how did you get the MUF files into MP3 format? Lynn Gressley.
All right, Lynn. What I used was Goldwave. They're supposedly in the Olympus software that comes with the device. There's a way to convert them, but I hadn't been too successful at that yet. Goldwave works fine, though.
Hi, Larry. Sometime near the end of June or the beginning of July, Talking Communities had a conference or something about technology. I tuned in and listened to it. Somewhere along the line, Bookport was mentioned. On the site, where the audio files of the conference were posted, they also posted links to two or three podcasts you did early on about Bookport. I think I downloaded them from there, but for some reason I couldn't get to the Blind Gultic site when I tried. That's when I talked with you briefly by phone to know how to get there. So talking communities may be partly responsible for the quick rise in response to your interesting podcasts. I love Fred's ferocious growling with his bone. I like to play with sounds. In Outlook Express there is a bird song to tell me when mail arrives while I'm online. Keep up the good work. Thank you. Lois Good.
Okay, Lois, thank you. Yeah, hopefully maybe you can make a guess at our new sound this time. Next email.
Message. Larry, I have just recently gotten started listening to podcasts, and so far yours is my favorite. Your podcast and some of the ones you have recommended have made it so much easier to stay up to date with what's going on in the tech world and the world of living as a blind person. Since you are such a source of current relevant information, I thought I'd ask you what exists along the lines of a small device for basic control of programs playing content through my FM transmitter. Do you know of anything I could carry in a pocket or on a belt clip that would allow me to fast forward, rewind, pause, stop, and maybe even change volume while listening to audio through my various radios around the house as I'm moving about? I know of full-size RF keyboards that work quite well, but I'd love to have a small control that I could use throughout my house and yard. Thanks for all that you do. It is very much appreciated. Bill Bellubot.
Well, hey, Bill. Hadn't heard from you in a while. Honestly, I don't know. I'd like to have one of those myself, so hopefully one of our listeners will have some information about that. That would be very cool.
No frame. Message. Larry, I downloaded those two files from your website to import into a Potter, but the import OPML dialog doesn't see them in the directory because they don't have the extension OPML. What am I doing wrong? Bill Bellubot.
Now that one I'm going to have to check into, Bill. I see from your next message you worked it out. We'll go ahead and play
message.
That.
Message. Larry, I changed the extensions on the OPML files from HTM to OPML and they imported just fine. Did I do something wrong that made them download with an HTM extension? I did it using the application key, the right click, and shift F10 and got the HTM extension each time. Bill Bellubot.
Yeah, I don't know what the heck's going on there, but I'm going to find out. I've got a sneaking suspicion it has something to do with not showing file extensions, but I'm going to check into that.
Hey Larry, here's the NDA.
Oops, okay. Alright, let's move right on to our voicemail.
Studio recorder.
Hey, this is Jose Lopez out of Kansas City. Haven't heard your little audio blog there in quite a while. I just moved into my new home. And I wonder if you could please drop me a quick email, or heck, even a landline, trying to figure out where you would get this media center and how much it would cost. And I'm sorry that I haven't listened to your blog, because I bet you probably responded via the blog. My email address is crunch1.
Okay, Jose, I can drop you an email. We did a couple of pieces about media center. I'll drop you a line, though. Next voicemail.
Hi, Larry. This is Dean Martineau, and I have a somewhat controversial comment about Blind Cool Tech. I tune into Blind Cool Tech for the technology news and the information that you have to share. And to begin with, the podcast was really good. Now, however, you seem to have evolved into you walking to work, making little comments, and putting in a little bit of technology information here and there at somewhat unpredictable points. Larry, the sound of you walking to work through Louisville traffic, listening to the audible traffic signal, praising your dog, saying hi to the passersby, the novelty has now worn off on that. I would love to see it, and I appreciate some of the philosophy of you sharing your life, and I think that's a good aspect of podcasting. I think that should continue. I really would prefer, personally, One thing is I speed these things up when I listen, and so all the traffic sounds really get in the way of actually understanding what's going on, because I really have other things to do in my life besides listen to Louisville traffic. I really hope, and Jonathan Mosen put up a post on his blog that sort of is encouraging me a little bit, because people are starting to realize that a lot of these podcasts are really not all that great. You know, just having somebody's just having a bunch of noise in the background isn't all that interesting. If you don't have time to do the podcast, do fewer of them and make them more efficient. Even if you walk to work and then do the technology segment once you get there, that'd be fine. I would just skip forward to the useful information. But the other thing I'm beginning to rebel against is the notion that we should download these things automatically. I'm not going to listen to the one on washing the dog. Now, I appreciate that with high bandwidth and large hard drives, we don't care anymore. We just download everything, right? Well, not necessarily. So I'm going to probably check out the show notes, and if I think something looks really interesting, I'll get it. Now, it would be nice to be able to do the automatic download stuff. It would save me some time, but I'm just sort of beginning to rebel against this whole notion. So I hope you'll consider this. I'm probably one of the few people who thinks this way, but I dial into you for technology, and I'd like to have it in a format that's a little more efficient and a little more silent in the background. Even if it was in a quiet location and you had all the other talks that you talk about, that'd be a whole lot better. And I would still listen to it, because at the speed I listen, it wouldn't be any problem. And maybe have the technological stuff segregated from the other stuff in some manner. So just venting a little bit here, and I expect that I will probably be a minority viewpoint in this, but I enjoyed the podcast a lot less than I did to begin with, and I really don't really want to hear any more Louisville trucks and buses. It doesn't do anything for my life or awareness about things at all. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, Dean. Well, appreciate the suggestions there, and I think I've got something worked out that may help you out a little bit, and that is a good suggestion. We can definitely do a better job at integrating the technology part with just the other rambling, or we can cut out the rambling for that matter. I had the idea that what I might do is just make each segment be an article. A separate audio thing, and we might do that. But what I've done in the meantime, I've modified the actual web page and now allow you to select from one of three different amounts of information for the feed, and they are in the following categories. You can get just training, which would be the book port, getting started with money talks, things like that. The second level, which also includes the training, is training, of course, demos and reviews of technology-related areas, and that may be the one that you would want to subscribe to. The third one contains everything, sound, seeing, tours, and that is the current feed. There are links on the web page. I can also give you the feed addresses here. If you want just the training, it's the same old stuff at the beginning, but instead of bct.xml, you would put training.xml. And if you want the reviews and the demos and the training, it would be techcast.xml. So http://www.aph.org/tech/techcast.xml. Now, I don't know, maybe I need to add a fourth one, because especially now that I've got these binaural microphones, I kept calling them earphones last time, I'm interested in doing a little bit more out on the street. I appreciate that noise is annoying, and I noticed one thing that makes it worse, too, is I've got to find a way to edit the MP3 files directly without decoding them and then re-encoding them, because that makes the clipping and other things worse. So I appreciate the information, and I'm sorry we're wasting your time. There's not really a lot I can do about praising my dog and the accessible traffic signals. They're just there. I can not talk when there's a bus going by or something, or maybe even pause the recording. But I probably actually will still do a few of them walking to work. Maybe I can do a few less of those. And I will take your suggestion, though. I appreciate that, and segregate the technology material towards a known location. In fact, I really wish that there were a way to include marks in MP3 files. Maybe we'll try to work on something along those lines, or maybe we could make these into digital talking books and separate the various areas. Okay, next voicemail.
Hey Larry, Don Barrett here. I have a quick question for you. I really enjoyed the demo of talking word puzzles, but I'm curious whether, is this something you recommend for the consumer who likes puzzles, or is it really for teachers to build puzzles for their students? I'd like to get it, but if it only comes with one or two crossword puzzles, then it probably wouldn't be of much use to me, only because I'm not going to write my own, and I'd be able to fill them out too easily. Although as old as I'm getting, I might forget what I put in them if I waited a couple days. But seriously, I was just curious whether, who this was designed for, and if it came with enough puzzles so that you felt like the average consumer might enjoy getting it, and there'd be enough to keep somebody busy for a little while. Not that I'm have a lot of free time, but I think it sounded really fun to play with, and could use your wisdom on it. Anyway, bud, thanks so much, and keep up the great work.
All right. Good question, Don. I need to start including that kind of information with these demos. It only comes with about five or six puzzles, so it's probably not what you're after. It's really more designed as an educational tool to create the puzzles. But, we've thought about actually creating content and making it available online, so that may be something we can pursue. Appreciate the feedback, all of you. That is going to do it for number 75 of Blind Cool Tech. If you would like to leave a comment on our audio line, the number is 206-984-9203. Our email is blindcooltech@gmail.com, and our web address is aph.org/tech/bct.htm. Y'all have a great one. We'll see you next time.